One day of football practice in the books, and we are that much closer to Auburn football getting going, 30 days away from Auburn and Baylor. He's Zach, I'm Brad. Brand new Village Vice.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 days.
Wow.
Yesterday was the 5th, and we play on the 5th, so it's like, hey, 1 month. 1 month from today.
Yeah.
Let's think about what we're going to be doing, where we're going to be, and what we're going to be thinking 1 month ago. That was the talk yesterday, and now we're less than that. We're 30 days. So here we go. What they did, what they said, what we saw, all of that coming up on today's show. Let's start with what they did. First, you know, Auburn allowed folks to watch the first four periods of practice mm-hmm. yesterday. What did you see? Where were your eyes? It's, you know, it's tough with all the the segmenting and such a big area.
Yeah, it's pretty spread out. You got to pick and you got to be strategic. Yeah.
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 So where did you go first?
I spent the first bit with the offensive line. And then I walked over and did the tight ends for a few. And then when the receivers joined the quarterbacks, and I guess the tight ends joined the quarterbacks, watching them throw on air. So that was kind of my path.
Mm-hmm.
Big singular takeaway from each. Thought the O-line looked sluggish early. Cole Best was pretty vocal as far as like, hey, let's lock in. Santner Mill looks very large. Like, definitely looks like an SEC offensive tackle. We'll see what happens with him over the coming weeks. At receiver, I thought Christian Neptune looked super twitchy.
Okay.
At tight end is clearly Jake Johnson's room. Arliss Boardingham was consistently second in that room.
I think that's important.
The general Boardingham. And then at, when the quarterbacks were throwing to the receivers, like it seems like Chaz Nimrod has a different gear than everyone else.
I think, and we'll kind of get in, I had this listed under what they said. I'm going to go ahead and we'll just jump around a little bit. Like House of Pain, we'll just jump around. I thought it was important who they chose to send out yesterday on day one, like Jeremiah Cobb, Xavier Atkins, Cole Best. Okay.
It's their leaders that didn't go to media days.
Right. Yeah. That's perfectly put. All right. Thanks. I try every day. So who else do they send? They send Eric Winters. I think that's important. They send Chaz Nimrod. I think that is important. Like, I thought we got a pretty telling sign just based on who they sent to do interviews yesterday, based on those couple of guys coming out. And I like what I heard from Chaz Nimrod. I thought he and Xavier Atkins said the same thing when asked about preseason praise. So, and I know you already talked about Chaz and you liked his attitude and saying, well, the talk is great, but let's see it on the field. I love that Xavier Atkins had the same thing to say.
Sure.
Like last year's last year. Let's see it on the field this year. And I think if every player has that mindset, man, this team's in a really good spot going into the year, because the good stuff that happened last year, and there was some good, doesn't matter. And the bad stuff that happened last year, and there was some bad, just doesn't matter for this season. I like hearing that from a couple of leaders on the team.
Yeah. And I mean, once again, like we talk about culture, and it does seem like the culture that Alex Golish and the staff are pushing and the one that they're trying to build, mm-hmm. it is making its way to these players because they're talking.
Yeah.
That way. I mean, I loved when Chaz Nimrod yesterday was asked, like, hey, the offensive coaching staff, like they always bring you up anytime we ask, they always bring you up. And he's like, the way he handled it, I absolutely adore it. It was, it's nice that they say that, but it doesn't matter, essentially is what it is. And like, he wasn't disrespectful to the question. He wasn't dismissive of it.
Right.
It's a real question. He recognized that. But him just saying, like, yeah, it's nice that they say that, but I got to go out and execute or it's pointless. Like, I love that. I absolutely love every bit of the response.
It's what we talked about yesterday. It's what kind of the fan base has been saying all year too, is, man, things sound great. Now let's go see it on the field. And Xavier had the same thing to say too, basically. I mean, that was the same idea that he got across as well. So love that. You mentioned the intensity and trying to ratchet it up on the offensive line. One of the early drills that we saw were some, was it O-line versus D-line earlier, or was it all interposition early? We saw some of the coaches doing the same thing, like, hey, this is a physical game. Let's go. Like, from snap one of practice, there was no let's wade in to the intensity. Let's go ankle deep and then calf deep and knee deep. Let's don't do that. Like, we're here to practice now. We're here to get serious about it. And the energy and the intensity and the, like, for as physical as they could be day one, they wanted to do that in the first 15 minutes of practice and not work their way up. Loved seeing that.
From all the stuff we saw was indie. So, you know, we didn't see O-line versus D-line or anything like that. But we did see, I guess there were two instances with the receivers. One was from Cody Burns and one was from Golish. But during the indie drills, like, Sam Turner, I guess, did the wrong thing. Like, Cody Burns is acting as a DB and they run the route based off of, you know, what Cody does as a DB. And Sam Turner did the wrong thing, which, he's going to be rusty. He hadn't practiced in a long time.
Right.
Cody got into him and made him do it again. And I love that. And he coached it up. He explained why it was wrong. And he asked him to do it again. And he was right the second time. That's great.
Yeah.
And then right in front of me, and I got a pretty good video of it. I don't think it's up yet. If not, it'll be posted this morning. But the Brian Williams runs a deep route. And then about halfway back to the line, he is met by a very motivated and enraged Alex Golish.
Okay.
What was that? What was that? He used different language. He added language words that we cannot say to it.
He added. Okay.
And he's like, you gave it away. He's like talking about, like, that was a lazy rep. Like, don't waste the freaking rep. Like, what was that? That's lazy as, you know, like, it was pretty.
Wow.
I mean, he got
So real colorful then. Really colorful.
He got after him. And if you're Brian Williams Jr., the freshman, you do not waste reps under Alex Golish. You don't.
Man.
It's too important.
Gosh. I love that. I miss that. The intensity on day one and with a true freshman. So, like, not, and he knows Brian Williams Jr. He was here in the spring. And so it's not like he doesn't know what's going to motivate a guy. It's not like they're on different pages. All right. But I love being able, having the kind of coach player relationship where you can just lay into somebody like that and have a player who will respond to it. Having players who will respond to that type of coaching, I also think is a really positive thing. So, all right. So more from the player interviews. Actually, first, let's talk about precision.
Have I not been coming through the right microphone and you just like weren't going to tell me?
It didn't sound terrible, so I wasn't going to say anything until the post show. I was going to let it ride because it still sounded good. It didn't sound bad. If it had sounded bad, I would have stopped and said something. This does sound better, though.
Okay.
It does sound better.
I get my normal microphone back from Daryl on Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to that.
We're still a little bit patchwork from the summer. I'm in a location that I'm not going to be at full time. You're getting your regular microphone back. We're getting there.
That's
we're putting the pieces together, just like the Auburn team is right now. We're putting
They started full speed day one of fall camp. That's not us. Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. But we're working to it. All right. Precision Tune Auto Care, Opelika. They will put the pieces of your car back together if you need them to. And it's still hot and it's going to be hot for a while. So when you go in, say beat the heat and let them know that you heard about them on Village Vice and the Barn. They'll give you a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, And if your car needs any repairs, you get $50 off those AC repairs over $300 right there between Auburn and Opelika on Pepperell Parkway, open at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you take care of your repairs and you still get your work day done right. Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika.
I love them. Supporter.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay. So Eric Winters is rooming at camp with Jacoby Matthews.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other one that we learned? Oh, Chaz Nimrod is rooming with Deshaun Spencer.
Wow.
Yeah. So when Alex Golish talked about the rooming, he was asked about that situation at the press conference Tuesday. He said, all right, we were intentional about it. We're intentional about who is rooming with who. You want one older guy, one veteran, with one younger guy. And so, all right, it's, you know, it's not quite Remember the Titans where, you know, you got to eat lunch with somebody, you know, this, that, or the other. But they are intentional about the rooming situation. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting that Winters and Matthews are together. There's a couple of guys who could have a big impact. And certainly Nimrod and Spencer are guys who are going to have a big impact as long as both stay healthy on this receiving core. I do wonder what some of the others are after hearing those two pairings. I don't get the sense you're going to have like a senior starter with a freshman walk on, in other words. Does that make sense? Like, I think you're going to put impact guys together to be impact guys in as roommates.
Sure. Who do you think you would room with?
You.
Okay.
I think they'd put us together.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably like at the end of the hall, so we're out of the way.
So we're out of the way. Probably. Yeah. So they don't have
to. Yeah, or like they're all in a block, like they're all on the second floor, and for some reason we're on the fifth floor. Like we're the only room on the fifth floor. It's like, they act like they did it on accident. It's like, yeah, they ran out of rooms. I don't know.
That's what happens a lot on baseball trips. We're usually in a different room than the different floor than the players. We all get in the elevator together, and they're, you know, what floor? We all going to five? No, I'm going to three. Oh, okay. Are y'all all going to three? Are y'all all going to three? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, for sure. Full stop at three, bro.
Bro, three's fire. Three is fire.
No cap. Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
Yeah. So, all right, your tackles. Your tackles. We wondered who's left, who's right. Okay. And Joe Simmons was working at left and Stanton Ramil was working at right. Does that surprise you? Were you 50-50 or is that what you thought going in?
I think we're going to see both. Look, and I'll remind you, when we added both of these guys, I had people like aggressively tell me how dumb I was that I would put Joe Simmons at left tackle and Sandra Miller at right tackle. I just want to put that out there. And it's not done. We'll see what happens. I think we'll see them at both. Yeah. Or at least I think they'll play at both. I don't know what we'll see in like the opening, you know, a few parts of practice. But
yeah,
I would put Simmons at left and Ramil at right tackle personally.
Okay. Ramil is bigger than I thought. I mean, I look at heights and weights, but
yeah, you do.
Man, he's a big old anchor on that right side. If that's where he winds up.
Yeah, him and Wilson Zierer are just like mountains of men.
And I don't think we talked on this show. There's so much content that comes to you because everybody's waiting for practice to start and you get press conference quotes. And so I know there's a lot out there, but I don't think we talked about just how much praise the coaching staff gave to Stanton Ramil for his leadership. The way they talk about him from a spoken word leadership perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't talked about anybody else that way. Maybe a Cole Best.
Omar. I think they talk about, like, especially that first presser earlier this week, Omar and Stanton. They're just like, they talk about them differently.
They do talk about him differently. And with Omar, it seems to be just about how good he is. Like, just how hard
he
works.
And that he loves Auburn. They right. always add that. And yeah. he really loves this place. Yeah.
With Stanton, AG was talking about just his leadership, and it's just different. His leadership is elite. And so, yeah. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Don't know if it's important or not, but it was interesting. Also, Derek Plaz was working at Derek Plaz and Cole Skinner. Skinner on the right side at guard. Plaz left side at guard. So,
which lines up with what we saw.
Yeah.
All spring.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that, I think there was some talk about maybe would Ty Buster challenge, and I guess with his injury, we now know he won't, but they look like that was the first team that they ran out there. It was Simmons left tackle, Plaz left guard, Best at center, Skinner at right guard, and Stanton Ramil at right tackle. Let me say this about Cole Skinner too, because football put out a video with Cole Best and Cole Skinner. I don't want to block Cole Skinner. I don't want to have to get past him. He's a, let me tell you, he's got the look and the temperament I think you want for an interior offensive lineman.
Yeah, those two guys in particular are so ready to prove guys wrong.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're just South Florida guys. They don't belong in the SEC. They're so determined yeah. and ready. I can't wait to see him play.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope they're able to do it. Because he's got the look. He's got the look. One of those mean, nasty road graders on the offensive line.
Did you see Golish playing DB yesterday?
I saw a little bit of that. Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. I love, I mean, you talk hands-on, active.
As a player, you got to love that.
Don't you, though?
I love it.
Hey, I'm not just going to light into you if you give away a rep. I'm also going to get back there and break a sweat. And, oh, by the way, speaking of breaking a sweat, like after the first 2 days of the week were ideal. Between 9 o'clock and noon, they were so comfortable. Yesterday was miserable. It was miserably hot.
I think something that bothers me.
Yeah, do you mind? Go for it. No, I don't mind.
When we talk about heat being a component for football,
I know that it's hot. I'm making a comparison between what Monday and Tuesday were and then yesterday.
Who cares? It's hot. It's going to be hot when they play games, too.
Listen, you're hearing me wrong. I'm not saying that it was...
I'm not responding to you directly. Challenge, I'm responding like, in general. Like,
all right.
I think it's a weird thing to talk about.
I mean, it's an element.
From a playing standpoint.
If it were raining, you'd talk about it. If it were snowing, you'd talk about it.
Right, Brad, because there's a chance. There's a chance they play in rain. And a chance, technically, yeah. flow, that they play in snow.
Yeah.
There's no chance, or I guess that, like, it's 100% chance that they will play in heat.
Yeah, and a lot of it. Like half the season is played in pretty oppressive heat.
Totally.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It's like, what are we doing? It's like if we're in Ohio or Michigan or something, which I know your heart's always in Ann Arbor.
You're not talking about heat.
Right. Like, and it's like, oh man, it was 85 degrees today. Like, okay, like we can talk about that. That's great. That's fine.
I think that's why we talk about it though, because in all those other places, like if Michigan practiced yesterday, and I don't know if they did.
It should be implied.
You know, they practiced in 75 degrees and sunshine, and it was great.
Good for them.
Like if the University of Washington practiced yesterday, they practiced in 68 degrees in clouds.
And that's what they play in. So yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
We play on the surface of the sun for like 5 or 6 games out of the year.
Yeah.
So practice on the surface of the sun. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah. All right. All right.
All right.
I think
that's it for today's show. Post show coming up?
Yeah. I'll tell you what we're not going to talk about on the post show today is heat.
Don't tell me how hot it is.
We will not. Practice. No heat talk coming up in the post show. I promise. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Subscribe, please, if you're not subscribed. And do consider joining. I think especially during the season, membership could be really fun. So we appreciate this week's you checking
been,
that out.
Thank you all to signing up this week. This week's been a big week. Come on in, guys. We'd really appreciate you doing this and signing up and supporting the barn. You get a ton of content. It's not just like a donation. Like it's an exchange. Like we give you a ton of content for exclusive folks every day. So please consider joining. It's like $5 a month.
I would consider getting rid of either Netflix or Apple TV or Prime Video or one of those and doing the barn. Like if you need to make a trade off. So we think that much about the content. And
keep Apple, the silo is still on, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would push back on that. I think if it came down to Apple or Netflix, it would be Apple TV for me.
Let's continue this in the post show.
I like that. Let's do that. Yeah, that's coming up. All right. Remember tonight.